Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's detectives are investigating an attempted murder on Thursday in which a 25-year-old man was shot multiple times in his home and was then kidnapped at gunpoint. On Thursday, two men from Indiana were visiting the victim at his home in the Rancho Sequoia area. The two men were on the balcony when they heard male voices yelling, followed by multiple gunshots. The two men went downstairs and saw eight men dressed in camouflage holding rifles. Their friend had been shot and was bleeding. The suspects tied the two men to a tree with rope, ordered the gunshot victim into a truck at gunpoint, and drove off. The two men were able to untie themselves and escape the house uninjured. On Friday, the sheriff's office received a call from a hospital in Garberville saying that the victim had checked into the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. He is expected to live. At this time, the motive for the crime is unknown, and there are no suspect or vehicle descriptions. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office received a call on Sunday regarding an assault at a house in the 6100 block of Walnut Drive in Eureka. The 46-year-old male victim was staying at the residence with his 38-year-old girlfriend when he heard a man, 30-year-old Eureka resident Joshua Scherer, break into the house with another suspect who is currently identified as Sam. Scherer jumped on top of the victim, beat him with his fists, and then pepper sprayed him. Sam began striking the victim on the head and body with a baseball bat. The woman's 16-year-old son came to the aid of the victim, and Sam fled the scene. A neighbor showed up to assist and restrain Scherer until law enforcement arrived. When deputies arrived on scene, they found Scherer to be unconscious. He was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. The cause of death is unknown at this time, and no arrests have been made. The victim was also transported to the hospital for treatment of his injuries, and he was later released. The suspect, Sam, is described as a white male adult 6 feet tall in his late 20s to early 30s with short dark hair and a thin build. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Detectives with the sheriff's office are investigating a possible homicide after discovering human remains off of Jewett Ranch Road in the Harris area of Humboldt County over the weekend. The sheriff's office received a call on Saturday regarding a possible human gravesite. On Sunday, detectives responded to the location, dug up the gravesite, and located human remains. The identity of the deceased is unknown at this time, and the investigation is still ongoing. The California Highway Patrol responded to a report of a pedestrian hit by a truck on Highway 101 in the Crescent City area on Sunday. 23-year-old Camas Valley, Oregon resident John Fisher was driving his Dodge pickup truck southbound when a pedestrian, 44-year-old Crescent City resident William Giles, walked onto the roadway and into the path of the truck. Giles was hit, sustained major injuries, and was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital. The collision is still under investigation, and any witnesses are asked to contact the Crescent City CHP. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Early this morning, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire at a storage building in the 1200 block of Coast Guard Way in Eureka. The blaze proved to be challenging for fire crews due to the construction of the building. A peaked roof was built over the structure's original flat roof due to water leakage, and the fire had entered the space between the two roofs. It took fire personnel approximately 1 hour to control the fire. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And the upcoming winter season requires greater awareness while driving. Anthony Mantova has more.
During the winter season, we talk a lot about the need for increased awareness on the roadways. We took a minute to ask Captain Yeager of the California Highway Patrol what he thinks is the most ignored rule of the road.
I think it's speed. I think people are driving too fast for the conditions and think that they're going to get there quicker, or they're not paying attention to their speed. And with our roadway conditions where we got rocks and it's wet, and yeah, speed, if they just reduce their speed and get there safely, allow plenty of time, then we would probably reduce a lot of our crashes.
Speeding is always a bad idea, but when you factor in winter conditions, going over the speed limit can increase your chances for an accident by a wide margin.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.